A Taihape school is rejecting the Education Ministry's apology for taking its students' farm away. The school accuses the bureaucrats of incompetence and letting the farm's facilities degrade into a dangerous state. Phil Pennington compiled this report with help from colleague Jimmy Ellingham in Taihape.
The 13-hectare farmlet outside the central North Island town is a rural idyll, but at the centre of a bitter years-long fight between country and city. It should be counted by Taihape Area School as an asset worth several million dollars. Instead, it was taken by the government wrongly, prompting castigation by the chief ombudsman, an apology from bureaucrats, and now a response from the school to the Education Ministry's apology, saying,
"The ambiguous letter simply seems full of empty bureaucratic rhetoric." In the ministry's response, there is even finger-pointing and blame.
The ministry has tried to suggest that if only it knew that students were still using the farm, it would never have disposed of it. But the ombudsman already rejected that. The whole town had helped to buy and set up the farm 30 years ago. The school's response to the ministry says,
"It has placed the school in a position where it is seen as failing the community, failing to protect the farm that was given as a gift, and failing to protect something that was also purchased through extensive community fundraising."
Sorry, then, is not enough. Instead, the school is demanding the ministry buy it a replacement farm or cough up compensation. The school's principal and board chair were unavailable for an interview, but previously they've appeared conciliatory, and their tough letter is a U-turn. Anne Abernethy used to manage the farm when Taihape College owned it, and she now chairs the local community board.
There's been a feeling that, once again, the community pulled together and bought something for Taihape to be used by all the community, and then suddenly it seems to have gone from our grasp.
Her husband, Laurie Abernethy, a farmer, chaired the Taihape College board in the farm's early days and fondly recalls children learning to shear. But he's appalled at what's happened since.
Yeah, well, I was pretty disgusted, really. For some reason, they thought they could sell it, and I don't know how that ever came about. A lot of people put a lot of effort into, personal effort into helping with the finding money, or stock drives.
And Abernethy says previously some locals had blamed each other over the loss, but the school's latest response to the ministry puts that to bed.
I'm absolutely delighted to see that, to me, it is the community working together to oppose the ministry's decision.
The school still uses the farm under a lease, but it doesn't control the land. It's in the Treaty Land Bank now. The ministry's paying for the lease and some upgrades, such as to the old wool shed and other parts. But the school's letter to the ministry says the repairs have been forced on it because the ministry neglected the facilities, showing up the problems of the transitory lease arrangement.
While there is some work being done currently, it is only due to the unsustainability and dangerous nature of the current facilities.
The ministry says it's considering the school's response.